Chapter 11, Making Your Goals a Reality. The trouble with not having a goal is that you can spend your life running up and down the field and never score. Bill Copeland. Would anyone watch the Super Bowl if both teams just went out on the playing field and threw the ball around? How many people would have watched the movie Rocky if Rocky just shadowboxed a few times and decided it was too hard and went home? Sporting events and movies are only exciting if there's a goal. In the same way, you can make your own life exciting just by choosing the biggest dream you can imagine and then going for it. How do you feel every morning when you wake up and the only thing you have to look forward to is another day at work? Not very exciting, is it? Now think about how different you feel on the first day of your vacation. Just knowing that you're about to travel someplace fun and enjoy yourself for the next week or two makes that day seem so much better than any other day of the year. What's the difference? When you wake up to go to work, you feel as if you have nothing to look forward to. But when you wake up on the first day of your vacation, you have plenty of things to look forward to. That's how goals can energize your life. Sadly, most people plan their vacations better than they plan their lives. You probably know someone who can tell you exactly how many vacation days they have and where and when they're going to use them. They may have even checked flight schedules and airfares and found the most convenient or cheapest ones, but ask that same person what goals they have for their own life and what their plan may be for achieving them, and don't be surprised if they stare back with a blank look. If you want to make your life exciting, you need a goal to look forward to. Then every day can feel as exciting as the first day of vacation. Right after you finish reading this paragraph, I want you to jump in your car and start driving. I don't care where you go. I just want you to drive within the speed limit and keep driving. I seriously hope you didn't do the preceding exercise. But did it make you wonder, what's the point? Just hopping in your car and driving is pointless because you don't know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you'll probably wind up someplace where you don't want to be. You might wind up in a pleasant spot, or a tolerable spot, or a really awful spot. Not knowing where to drive is how life can be without goals. If you don't know where you want to go, your life can feel aimless, directionless, and meaningless. There's a huge difference between people who know where they want to go in life and those who wake up every day with no direction. People who know what they want out of life may not get everything they want, but those who have no idea what they want out of life usually have to take whatever chance gives to them. To choose what you want out of life, you need a goal. The best part about choosing a goal is that there's no limit. As a kid, you may have wanted to grow up and become a fireman, an astronaut, a jungle explorer, or a movie star. You could choose anything and start playing make-believe. You've grown up, but that doesn't mean you have to stop playing make-believe. Now you can play make-believe for real. Choose any goal. It doesn't matter what you choose as long as you truly want it. Don't worry about how outrageous your goal may be, what someone else might want you to do, or whether or not you feel you deserve your goal. If you're having trouble deciding on some goals, ask yourself what you would like to do before you die. Would you like to travel around the world, learn to fly, move to another country, live in the house of your dreams, win the World Series? Even though some goals, such as winning the World Series, may seem impossible, don't censor yourself. You can dream anything you want. What you should do right now is choose a goal to give you a direction. Later, I'll show you how to refine your direction to help you get there as fast as possible. Choose a big goal. The bigger your goal, the more exciting your life can be. There's a big difference between wanting to play the lead role in a high school play and the lead role in a major motion picture. When you choose a goal, you're giving your life direction and purpose. Just as driving your car is pointless if you don't have a direction and a purpose, so can life feel pointless if you don't set any goals. Right now, before we go any further, write down at least three goals that you want to achieve sometime during your life. In my life, I want to achieve these goals. Write down 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and put goals beside each of them. Choose realistic goals. Congratulations! Just the act of writing down your goals sets you apart from 97% of the rest of the world. In 1953, Yale University asked their graduating class what their goals were, and discovered that only 3% had any written goals. 20 years later, Yale surveyed that same class and found that the 3% who had written their goals had earned more money than the other 97% combined. The moral is simple. If you know what you want, chances are good you're going to get it. Earlier, I told you not to worry about whether you thought you could achieve a goal. Now it's time to examine each goal to clarify what you really want out of life. If you wrote down a goal of winning the World Series, but you're 89 years old, there's a good chance you'll never win the World Series. Does that mean you can't have your goals? Absolutely not. Remember, goals can give you a direction. Your goal of winning the World Series might show you that your real goal is to be involved in baseball. So how can you achieve that dream? Perhaps you could work with World Series players at a baseball fantasy camp for children, or work at the stadium where the World Series champs play. Maybe you could open a sports store that sells autographed sports memorabilia that includes autographs from World Series players. The point is that goals don't have to be a destination. They can point you in the right direction. Nobody can achieve every goal they dream about, but everyone can achieve some of their goals. We all have limitations, so our goals have to fit within our limitations. Realistic goals are any goals that you can achieve within your physical limitations. A 7-foot-tall man will probably never become a racing jockey, and a midget will probably never become an NBA basketball star. If physical limitations stop you from achieving one goal, find a more realistic goal that you can achieve. Nothing is wrong with modifying a goal. Any goal is better than no goal at all. Just make sure you're modifying a goal because you can't achieve it, rather than because you are afraid to achieve it. Let's take real estate investing as an example. Suppose your goal is to make $1 million in real estate. First, check to see whether your goal requires any physical limitations. Nope. So making $1 million in real estate sounds like a realistic goal. Besides physical limitations, time limits can turn a realistic goal into an unrealistic one. Making $1 million in real estate is certainly possible. But if your goal is to do this by next Friday, when you've never invested in real estate before, it's not realistic. If you're an experienced real estate investor, however, making $1 million by the end of the week actually could be a realistic goal. Ideally, a realistic goal is one that you can physically achieve within a reasonable time period. Choose goals that force you to stretch, but aren't so far out of reach that they discourage you. Making $1 million in real estate is challenging, but possible. Making $1 million in real estate by the end of the week is setting yourself up for disappointment. Make yourself proud. Choose a big goal that you want to reach and know you can reach. I guarantee you that you'll surprise yourself one day. Find a reason behind your goals. Okay, so you've chosen some goals, weeded out or altered the unrealistic ones, and turned the others into achievable ones. Just remember that writing down goals is the first step. The second step is to take action to pursue them. But wait. Have you ever seen people make New Year's resolutions but they never reach their goal? They haven't given themselves a reason to do so. Goals give you a direction, but if you can't think of a good reason to pursue a goal, chances are good that you won't, no matter how important that goal may be. Hundreds of thousands of people have bought my real estate course over the years, but the only ones who benefit from my program are the ones who take action. The people who wish to get rich often buy my real estate course, browse through the material, and then put it on the shelf. They may want to get rich. They may dream about getting rich. But until they give themselves a reason to get rich, they won't move one step closer to their goal. With other people, it's different. They buy the same real estate course and have a strong reason to change and a goal to reach. Maybe they are sick of the rut they're in and have decided they're going to get out of this rut as soon as possible. Maybe they've lost a job or about to lose one. Maybe they're just tired of barely scraping by and want a better life for themselves. Maybe they want to finally live life on their terms and have no limits. Whatever the case, people who take action have a reason. Once you have a reason to change, you'll take action. If you don't have a reason, you probably won't change. It's as simple as that. The only reasons that matter are the ones you choose for yourself. If you find a personal reason for achieving a goal, you greatly increase the odds that you'll reach it. Write down two personal reasons for each goal. First, write down a positive benefit that you'll get if you achieve your goal. If your goal is to invest in real estate, one positive benefit might be the fact that you could make enough money in real estate to buy a nicer car and live in a better house, or your spouse could quit a job to stay home with the children. Next, write something negative that could happen if you don't achieve your goal. If you don't invest in real estate now, maybe you will become bankrupt if you don't find a way to start paying your bills first. Or worse yet, you will live a stagnant life filled with disappointment. By writing down both a positive benefit that can pull you towards a goal and a negative consequence that can push you towards a goal, you'll have two personal reasons for achieving your goal. If the idea of buying a fancy sports car doesn't motivate you to pursue your goal of real estate investing, the threat of losing your job or being stuck in a dead-end job certainly might. The more reasons you can create for why you should achieve your goals, the more likely you'll take action. Write this down at the top of a page. In my life, I want to achieve these goals. 1. Then write out the goal. Then label A, positive reason. B, negative reason. Number 2, 3, 4, and 5 down the page. Then an A with a positive reason and a B, a negative reason, beside each of those. Do that now. Make compatible goals. Now that you have at least two reasons for achieving each goal, take another look at your goals. Ideally, you want all your goals to support each other. If you have conflicting goals, you'll need to either modify one or both goals to drop the least important one. For example, you might have a goal of losing weight and a second goal of becoming a gourmet chef. Now, it's possible to become a gourmet chef without becoming overweight. But can you see how both goals might interfere with each other? As a gourmet chef, you'll have to surround yourself with food all the time, which isn't the wisest strategy when you're trying to lose weight. The more compatible your goals, the faster you can achieve them. Suppose one of your goals is to invest in real estate, and a second goal is to get a college degree. You can make the two goals mutually compatible and supportive if you get a college degree in a field you can apply to real estate, such as accounting, law, or business. Then the skills you learn in college can support your other goal of investing in real estate. The more you can make your goals support each other, the more you can achieve in the same amount of time. Even if some goals don't appear to support each other, find a way to link them. For example, if one of your goals is to make $1 million in real estate and a second goal is to sail around the world, look at the achievement of one goal as a way to help you reach the other one. As you invest in real estate and make a profit, use those profits to take sailing lessons and rent or buy your own boat. Then, when you finally reach your goal of $1 million in real estate, use that money to take a year off to achieve your second goal of sailing around the world. The more goals you can link together or achieve at the same time, the faster and more likely you'll take the necessary action to reach them all. Take action with mini goals. Without action, even the simplest goal will remain forever out of reach. With action, even the toughest goals can be reached. I urge you to choose the biggest, greatest, wildest goal you want to achieve. Don't hold yourself back. Just remember that no matter how big or outrageous your goal may seem, you don't have to reach it in one step. So if your goal is to invest in real estate, I don't expect you to make $1 million on your first deal, even though it is possible, and I would love a call from you telling me you did. At the time of this writing, I'm working on a deal that could make me $1.2 million without using any of my own money. I'm doing nothing more than using the strategies that you'll be learning in the following chapters. I'm locking up property on contract, and then if all goes as planned, I'll be assigning the contract to another company for a huge profit. I've been trying to lock up this property on contract for 5 or 6 years. Not a lot of work, maybe a few hours a year, but consistent work. I was not sure how or if it would happen, but it was a goal of mine to get it. And now my goal is to make more than $1 million on this one deal without using any of my own money. Although the deal is not finalized, I believe it has a 97% chance of going through. Obviously, deals like this don't come around every day, but they do happen. Just remember this. The more real estate deals you put together successfully, the more money you'll make. Eventually, you could become a millionaire in real estate too. Some people might make $1 million after 10 real estate deals. Others might make $1 million after 20 or 30 deals. It doesn't matter how long or how many steps it takes for you to reach your goal. The important thing is to reach it. In the beginning, any goal can seem intimidating and out of reach. That's only because it is something you have not yet experienced. The trick isn't to tackle your goal all at once, but to divide your main goal into smaller goals that each take you one step closer to where you want to go. Let's say you want to lose 20 pounds by next year. Nobody's going to lose 20 pounds overnight, and most people aren't going to lose 20 pounds in 3 months. Try losing 1 pound every 3 weeks. By the end of 60 weeks, or a little over a year, you'll have lost 20 pounds. The key to reaching any goal is to create a series of mini goals that you know you can achieve. As long as you keep working on your mini goals, you'll eventually get to your main goal, one little step at a time. Visualize your goals. It's easy to write down a goal, but it's much harder to stay motivated to keep working towards a goal. So besides breaking a large goal into several mini goals, make your goal more enticing by using visualization. Visualization is like a creative form of daydreaming. As a kid, do you remember pretending to be a fireman or a policeman? You didn't just see yourself as the word fireman or policeman. You probably saw yourself in a uniform and a shiny badge, throwing ladders against the side of a burning building so you could carry a hose closer to spray on a roaring fire. Notice how much more descriptive your imagination can be compared to the plain words fireman or policeman. That's the same way visualization works. You don't just write down and read your goals. You imagine yourself achieving your goals and visualize yourself living them. If your goal is to make $1 million in real estate, how would you feel? What would you do with $1 million? Where would you go? What would you buy? Who would you help? The more vividly you can see your goals in your imagination, the more exciting your goal will appear, spurring you towards achieving it. To remind yourself of your goals, cut out pictures from magazines and newspapers that represent your goals and paste them where you can see them every day. If you had $1 million right now, maybe you would take a trip to Hawaii. Find a picture of Hawaii with the sun shining over the palm trees along a beach where people are sunbathing. Visualization helps you see what you want before you even get it. Think back to Christmas as a kid. You might have seen a doll or an action figure on TV that you absolutely had to have. The more you saw that toy in your mind, the more you wanted to get it. The same principle works with your goals. The more you visualize your goals, the more you'll find yourself wanting them, and the more likely you'll take action every day to move one step closer to reaching them. Create measurable goals. While browsing through an old high school yearbook, I wondered what each person thought about after they graduated from school. Some people even had their goals printed under their name. One boy wanted to be a doctor. One girl was planning to study the environment. What struck me the most was the girl who simply wrote that her goal was to live a long and happy life. That sounds like a noble goal. After all, who wouldn't want to live a long and happy life? Unfortunately, this vague type of goal is useless because how long is life? And what exactly would make this girl happy? If you don't make your goals concrete and measurable, you'll never know how close or how far you are from achieving them. That's why I suggest you make goals that anyone can look at and know without a doubt whether you have achieved them or are moving closer to them or further away. If one of your goals is to be happy, how would you measure happiness? Would you be doing a certain type of work and making a certain amount of money? Would you be traveling around the world, visiting exotic locations? You can't measure a goal of being happy, but you can measure a goal of having $1 million in your bank account or owning $1 million home on the beach. Go back over your goals and make sure that each goal is something you can accomplish without a doubt in anyone's mind. Can anyone verify if you've reached a goal of losing 20 pounds? Yes. Can anyone verify if you've reached a goal of buying and selling at least one house within a year? Yes. Can anyone verify whether you're rich or happy? No, because it all depends on your definition of rich and happy. Measurable goals give you concrete targets to aim for. When you know what you're trying to achieve, you'll know when you've achieved it. Develop a plan first. For every goal you want to achieve, develop a plan. Everyone has different goals, so it's important that you know what you want to achieve. Maybe you want to create additional monthly cash flow from rental properties, or you might want to invest your way out of debt. Whatever your goals, write them down now, and then create a written plan that will help you reach your goals. Make your goals as specific as you can. For example, one goal might be, I will create $500 per month in net positive cash flow over the next 12 months. Another example might be, I will purchase and sell 4 houses in the next 5 years. The more specific and concrete your goals, the easier it will be to know when you're heading in the right direction to reach them, and when you're heading in the wrong direction and getting distracted. Determine what you need to do to achieve each goal and list that below the goal along with the specific time frame. For example, I will correct all my errors on my credit score and try to raise it to 700 by next year. Or if your goal is to create $500 per month in net cash flow in the next 12 months, you should decide how many properties that represents. The clearer your goals, the easier they will be to achieve. Create your plan so that you can achieve your goals. Don't be afraid to dream big. I did, and I'm still dreaming. By completing these steps, you'll know what you want to achieve, how you plan to achieve it, and how long it should take to achieve each step. Now, put your goals into action. Your goal of real estate investing. Because you're reading this book, I'm sure that one of your goals is learning how to make money investing in real estate. Now that you've chosen a great real estate goal, give yourself some reasons for why you want to succeed in real estate. For some people, real estate is like a giant game of Monopoly. For others, real estate offers them a way out of their job and provides them a brighter future. Now that you have a reason or two for why you want to succeed in real estate, break your goal into mini goals. If you know nothing about real estate, what should your first mini goal be? Maybe finish reading this book. What's your second mini goal? What's your third mini goal? Make sure every mini goal moves you closer to your ultimate real estate goal, whatever that might be. Now, ask yourself if your goal and your mini goals can be measured. Define exactly how you'll know when you reach each mini goal and your real estate goal. Will it be through the number of homes you buy and sell? The amount of money you make? Whatever your criteria, make sure you know exactly what you want to achieve. Finally, visualize your ultimate real estate goal. Picture yourself stepping inside the house of your dreams, cashing a check for a certain amount of money, or quitting your job once and for all. Conclusion. Whatever goals you set for yourself, I'm certain you can reach them. What's even more exciting is that once you reach one of your goals, you'll gain the confidence and experience to reach for bigger and better goals. The more goals you reach, the more goals you want to reach, and each goal can change your life for the better. I guarantee it. Take a piece of paper, put the date at the top of it. Then, goals for the next year, and write out all of your goals that you have for the next year. Then write down goals for years 2 to 5. Then sign it.